Parshas Bamidbar said Ramban has Akdama over in Parshas Bamidbar, and his Akdama is he speaks that it's some of the mitzvahs in Chumash Bamidbar are a spillover from Vayikra, a little bit about Kachim, and the rest of it, he says, he speaks about mitzvahs that are what Noheg only b'shaita, not the Deiris. The Rambam in Halacha is he's makif all halachas in the Torah, even those that are not noig bisman azeh, but he's not makif those in yonim that will be noig on lasid lavi, because the it's Bama and Mishkan and all the yonim have to do, because even though the pshat is all it is Torah that will be noig, but anything that was the shaitu only, that's it, he doesn't bring. But I'd like to understand a little bit the Ramban on Bamidbar. I mean, Torah itself is supposed to be nitzchis. Even Nevi'im, the criteria for Nevi'im that we have is Nevu'ah Shehutzichah L'Deiris is written. There was so much more Nevu'ah, but that which was Nitzchah L'Deiris was written, and that which is not Nitzchah L'Deiris is not written. It's hard to say that in Chumash, it's not like that. Meaning as follows: not only because the selection that you know you wouldn't include something that's not shaykh l'deiris, but because the Torah is something that be'etzim is mitzias, be'etzim is a dover kayim, it's emes lamitoi, and be'mele it's something that's kayim always. So why in the world would we have an entire chumish? And Ramban says it. It's almost, there's no need for Ramban to say it. I mean, what's Ramban telling us? Mela, if you say a certain type of mitzvah listed here, this is mitzvahs of Karbanis. So I'm making a statement about Bamidbar, about the Vayikra L'mashal, that would be a statement that is meaningful. He's describing Bamidbar as not relevant. It's even strange Ramban, what he's pointing out, that these mitzvahs are not Noeg L'deiris. There's a Chazal in beginning in Sisson Bracious, the Medrash Bracious, Parashah Gimel, Piskehei. Amr Psimin, Hei Pomim Ksiv Kan Oira. There are five times that Oira is mentioned in the Parashah, in first Parashah Bracious. Kineged Chamisha Chum Shetoira. Vayoyim Elekim Yi Oir, Seventh Bracious, because our Kashbar was in Asik Boi Lomoy. Vayhi Oir Kineged Seif Eile Shmois, Shabayas Yisom Afele Oira. Vayar lekim asor ki toiv, can I say vayikra shumole halachas rabbis, vayavla lekim ben or lechoyshech, let's skip that a second, vayikra lekim lor yoim is mishta toira shumole halachas rabbis, vayavla lekim ben or ben achoyshech, can I say vayamidba, shumavdu vayetzim mitzrayim levoy arets. So say vayamidba is unique that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is mavdu between yetzim mitzrayim and boy arets. So I would just say that the only sefer that contains in itself choshech is Bamidbar. I mean, Torah is Or, and it five times Or is listed. That's fine. So four of them have deal with certain Or: Brias Haolam, Gulas Yisrael, Avodas Hashem, Minyan Mitzvahs. So that's four out of five is pure Or. Bamidbar is a little bit, Kineged Yoytzimitz Ben Or LeChoyshech, which is Or is the Yoytzimitzrayim, and the Choyshech is by Oretz. You know, the by Midbar does include both Doiris. By Midbar clue starts with the minion of Yoytzimitzrayim, and then ends with the minion of the of Dara Midbar. Okay. But that's very hard to call that Choshech. And Adrabe, Lechura Dor Yetzim Mitzrayim were the people who did Averis. They were doomed to stay in the Midbar. The Dor that went into Eretz Yisrael were the bigger tzaddikim, kind of. And yet the Mefarshim learn Or Choshech is going on. Dor Yoytzim Mitzrayim is the Or, and the Dor of the Midbar is the Choshech. The explanation given is that the Giluyim in the Giluyim in Mitzrayim, the Yoytze Mitzrayim, were exceptional Giluyim. They were like a pure Ha'ar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, starting with the Nisim Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yam Suf, and finally Matan Torah. So that's a pechina of Ha'ar Shleima. It's a pechina of a total Ar. Whereas in the Midbar, it's a pechina of Choyshech. It's something that there was more of a Hesta, so not the Midbar so much, but they went out to Israel, so things were more of a Hesta. But still, Ar and Choyshech, it's very strange. More so, if you get a flow of the psukim, I mean, it says that before the Vayavdol, there was Or v'choyshech mishtamshim b'irvuvye, and the Vayavdol was actually a milah. So, what exactly is the irvuvye in this sense over here? How do we exactly understand the irvuvye? The fact that the Or is the fact that the Or also has inroads in the world of choyshech, is that not positive? And yet, you see that the real tikkun was when there was a clear separation. And we'll try to understand that nekuda also in light of the application to the different dairies. At the end of this parasha over here, we have so we have the minyan over here. We have the pikudim of all of the Levi, we have the Pikudim and Shvatim, the Pikudim, the direct Pikud of the Leviim, and each one, whatever the Nifkaron and Mishmeres and so on. Then you have the Seder HaAvoida of the Leviim, all speaks about how to pack up the Mishkan. In other words, if we ask ourselves, what is the Avodas HaLeviim that we see over here? The only thing we find listed, I mean, is you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe to take the Leviim, Lekachtas Leviim Li. Then you have the Taras Kol Bechoyer. And then you have, what should they do? So, the kisuyim on it, the everything is how to pack up the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, and v'chil aron levon lechatzis hakodesh v'skol klei hakodesh mesa macht v'akhen kiyov bnei kos losses igaz hakodesh and so on. So the whole the whole mahalach over here is the mahalach of packing the Beis Hamikdash and going off with it. I understand that packing up the Mishkan is an important part, but if you wanted to give the Avodah, how about unpacking? In other words, if you're talking about Avodah, you're talking about what is. So you say, okay, you bring the Mishkan here, you deliver the Mishkan, and then you take this out first and put this up here and put that there and put that the other place. Yes, how to put things away is also important, but you know, when you tell people how to set up of some sort of event. So you talk about setting up the event. You talk about where to put the tables or isn't that. You might make a note afterwards, and don't forget there's a lot of cleaning up to do. But you don't talk about the cleaning up, that's it. You're talking about setting up the event. You're talking about creating a makom avoda. So speak about that. And there are halachas in the packing up that everything's supposed to be covered. But that shouldn't be the only thing spoken about and the first thing spoken about, and that's it. Rashi says over here, they would take along the Mizbeach. So it says, they would take off the ashes from the Mizbeach and they would put on a Beger Agamon. So Rashi says, "Upirsal beger agamon, the eish yodim in the shemaim revutzet as a beged kari b'shasa masos. Veinos afalse, it used to crouch like a lion b'shasa masos and not get burnt, and not burn the thing. Sheikoyfen olav psachtes on the choishes. They would put a metal plate on it. The revutzet kari, the Gemara in Yuma." Distinguishes between Revutza Ka'ari and Kekelev. In Bayis Rishon, the Eish was Revutza Ka'ari, and Bayis Sheni was Kekelev. The over here, when it says, the main point over here is that the fire was on a low. It wasn't on a high, it was low. And that's why it's putting on a kli on it helps. If the fire was high, it says it would break through the kelim anyway. It would heat up the kli, that would heat up probably the beged, or it would find some crack to go out from, and therefore it wouldn't work. So therefore it had to crouch. So the Gemara's Lashon of Rian Yuma on the Revutza Kari versus Revutza Kekelev is talking about when it's burning, when it's bright. So in the Bayis Rishon, it was as bright as an Ari. It was somehow, it looked like an Ari. It was a magnificent flame. Bayis Sheni was much weaker, and that was a Kelev. That's the Mashal, that's the two. So when we're talking about over here in the Mishkan, when we're trying to talk, so if we'd be talking about how strong the flame was, so I understand the Lashon that it was like an Ari, it was a very, very strong flame. We're not talking about that. Adrava, we're saying that the flame was down, was on low. So what's the mashal Revutza Karye? It should be Revutza. Ari and Kelev are a distinction in terms of how bright it burns. When it's on high setting, how high is it? So Ari is a very high setting, Kelev is a low setting. When you're talking about a low flame, So what's the melitza of Karyei? You could say it's sort of afalpi. In other words, even though a lion is very strong, but when it crouches. So it's kilu saying even though it was like a lion, but a lion also can crouch and can also lie low. Maybe, but akapanim, it's something that's the description of Revutza Karyei needs a hesbro over here. Let's understand a little bit about the whole parsha of Masos, which is the Midbar. The Midbar is the Makom Masos, and understand what it means that there are mitzvahs l'shaitoi only, what they're there for, and so on. I want to use a vart the Baal Tanya says in the right after his first chelik of Tanya. He has a small perek of sorts called Chinuch Katan, and then he goes off into other inyanim. But his point, he speaks about the inyan of Chanoch Hanar al Pidarkoi Gam Ki Yaskan Yosim Imenu, and the Baal Tanya makes the following point about the oifin of his alus. He says that the oifin of his alus works with madregas, steps, and therefore you always have a situation where a person goes from madrega to madrega. And just like, let's give a mashal, imagine a very high steps with a high gap between them. And you basically move from step to step with some sort of jump. So there's a point where you're neither here nor there. Your feet have left step one, they're not yet in step two. Or if you want to give a different seer, even if it's closer steps, but the most stable position of a person is 2 feet on one step. That's stable. 1 foot on one step, 1 foot on another step is already not a really stable situation. And that's why there's the biggest account of slipping or falling. Because it when you have 1 foot and 1 foot, it's not stable. So when a person is going from madrega to madrega, the person himself is somewhere in limbo, and then he comes to rest. That gap is part and parcel of every single of Ali in this world, which means there's no such thing as straight Aliyah, or there is a straight Aliyah. Straight Aliyah is by a constant moving from point to point, and there's always a gap, there's always a derech between point to point. So that situation is the let's go back to the Ohr and Choshech a minute. There's Ohr and there's Choshech. The Vayabdel Elokim ben Ohr ben Choshech means that Choshech itself is part and parcel of the world. Vayer vayvoike yemechod. There is, you don't have a full day, you don't have a full unit of accomplishment unless you have a tkufa of Hester and a tkufa of Helam, of Gilui. Better said, the Maral says, he speaks about Churban and Binyan and Netzach, he speaks a lot. There's always going to be, he said, you can't have something new unless the old is gone. You can't build a new house unless the old house has been razed and demolished. So if we're to say that a person has moved forward a real quantum, not just more of the same, but a whole new model, a whole new inyan, then the person has bal karchach lost one darga and got into another darga. Understandably, the person is not forsaken, but b'chol oifin, let's think of it emotionally, the positive feedback that Madrega Aleph has given a person is not the Madrega base. So a person, a boy was learning Mishnayis, and he's doing very well in Mishnayis, he feels there's a handle on it, and that makes him feel that he's a Talmud Chacham, that he knows. He starts Gemara. He doesn't have yet a foothold in Gemara. He no longer feels so fulfilled with Mishnayis like he used to. And there will be a tekufa that emotionally he's in some sort of limbo, neither here nor there. He doesn't have that totality of feeling of I'm a Bal Mishnah, and he hasn't arrived yet to being a Bal Gemara. That's a type of situation that's like this that about time is describing, that it goes from point to point, and between the points there has to be a gap. It's not just a mikritic gap, it has to be. The new point would not be a new point if there wasn't a gap, and in that gap we have a whole different set of tools, mahalcha voida, that won't fit when you're there at the spot already. When we talk about the Sfarim in the Torah, so four out of five Sfarim are Kulei Oyer, they're all Giluyim. But you can't have a new Gilui unless the old Gilui is gone to some degree. It says Chazal say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, and each Maima, the world filled with the Reach of Psamim, and then Malach came, took it away, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a new one. It's all the same Nekudah. The Maral says it means that things are that you can't have a new Maimer unless the old Maimer is gone. You can't be on a new Madrega unless the old one is gone. If a person still feels comfortable with his Mishnayis, and he feels he's Tantalkos Mishnayis, he's not going to move towards becoming a Bal Gemara. It's only when he no longer, when emotionally he's drawn away from Mishnayis, and he has to now reach the Gemara, that he makes that move. Just like there's no way to keep 2 feet on one step and move forward another step. There's always that point where your feet are no longer both on one step, and you have 1 foot here and 1 foot here, 2 feet in no place. So Torah consists of five Sfarim, and four of those five Sfarim are Kulei Oyer, the Oyer of Bria, the Oyer of Geula, the oir of avoda, the oir of mitzvahs. That's not a complete Sefer Torah. The Vayavdil is the Parshas Bamidbar, Chumash Bamidbar, is the Chumash of transition. And on the one hand, transition to us means not Shleimistik Avoida, not really something that is ready. It's a one foot and one foot. But transition is a Shleimistik Avoida. In other words, there is no such thing as a Avoida without transition. The Vayadol Lekim Bener V'Choshech means that until that time there was an Evuvi of Aron Choshech, and because we couldn't delineate the Choshech properly and we couldn't demarcate the Or properly, neither of the two were really giving us the input of inter Avoida we needed. Because if I'm not sure if this is a Tekufa of Or or Tekufa of Choshech, but a little bit of both, then which I don't have the right Malach Avoida. The Vayavdil is a very clear line which defines for us what are the Klei Avoida now. And I think this is the Oimek what Ramban means, that this it has mostly the mitzvahs that are not Noyeg L'Doiris. The word of mitzvahs that are not Noyeg L'Doiris means that in every door there will be mitzvahs that are not Noyeg L'Doiris. Let me explain what I mean. There are things in Yiddishkeit that are permanent. Torah is permanent. Tefillah is permanent. Chesed is permanent. But then there's what goes around it. So do we learn Torah in a big space medrash? Or do we have Torah individually? Do we have this derech, that derech, this mahalach, that mahalach? Do we have a choir for tefillah? Do we have everybody singing? Do we have nobody singing? Those are all shayach to each dar. In other words, there is a hanhaga kavua of non-kavurdik hanhagis. Because life is masos, and the Sfarim say, and the Hashem, that everybody goes through all the masos, membeis masos, memches masos, everybody goes through masos of life, that is steiging. So that means for the stations, for the markers, that's nitzchias. So the amud that the world stands on is nitzchi. But how to deal with the gap and the connection, that be'etzim is never nitzri, because it's not a situation kayemis. But a person needs to have the tools and the understanding of how a person goes from place to place. So it's in many ways it's the deepest chelik of avoida. It's the chelik of avoida that teaches us how to deal when there are no permanent models for what one is supposed to do, and yet this is half the avoda. Going from step to step will assume half the time you're standing with 2 feet on a step and half the time you're in the gap between 2 steps. And like most of avoda for us, it's a lot of both. It's bebuvia. In certain areas, we're somewhere. In certain areas, we're getting somewhere. In certain areas, we need to move on to the next step. Each and every, and our avoda is more mixed. But in each nekuda, in each situation, we have those two points of reference. So, Bamidbar has that is the sefer of masos, and it's the sefer of mitzvahs that are not noeg l'doiris. It is l'doiris, the understanding of mitzvah l'doiris. That's why the sefer. That's why we have such a emphasis on the packing up of the Mishkan. And let's understand a little bit. Let's be misamic a little bit in this inyan. Every single mahalach that a person does starts with a burst of his iris. Somebody, something, Ruach Mimorim, a Rav, a Chava, somebody is me'er me to become better. Something pushes me. Nothing moves without being pushed. So something comes along and inspires me. And that inspiration comes with a certain eish, with a certain bren. The process will almost always not be able to realize that. Let's take a simple mashal. Somebody comes along and is a mashpi on me and paints a tremendous picture of a huge Talmud Chacham that knows Kol HaTorah Kula, and with a lot of hard work and a lot of serious nefesh and so on and so forth, got there, is there, and look at the person's mamish, shas at his fingertips, and chal rozla honestly, and so on and so forth. I have a tremendous desirous, and I run to do it. From when I start running till I get there is an extremely long road where it fizzles out. I mean, I'm nowhere near anything. And a lot of times, I feel more confused than ever, and I'm not there in any sense of the word. And that's a very, very tough nisayon, because I was dovuk in the accomplishment. So when somebody gives me a charge that I can do in a minute, in an hour, so the slavos lasts that hour, that minute, and that's fine. But if it takes longer and longer and longer, what happened? And b'meila, the impatience of it, the inability to be koyfe the islavos, and to rein it in tight, becomes my bane. So either I do things that are erratic, or either the fire becomes extinguished and I lose my cheshik, or the fire bursts out and it becomes destructive. I do things prematurely, I expect things prematurely, and it doesn't work. In the Meraglim, it's fascinating. There's two parashas next to each other. There's the Meraglim and there's the Ma'apilim. The Meraglim lost their fire for Eretz Yisrael, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for anything. They've been draining the midbar, and they've been there for, and it's gotten them. They don't want it. They were nimas. But then you had a second cut. That was the Ma'apilim. Ma'apilim tried too quickly to go to Israel. So they also got destroyed, because the avoda in the Tkufas Hester and Helam is the avoda of holding it in. When we think an Ari and a Kelev, the it's very interesting. The Ari's koyach is mostly perceived in his jump, in his burst on his prey. Jumping, that type of burst requires you rein in the muscles like a bow, and then you release and you shoot forward. The koyach lies in holding it in. A kelev is not about koyach like an aryeh. So mitzad echad, he doesn't have the strength of aryeh, but he also fidgets. He can't stand still and wait for his prey and then jump. The kelev's nature is to jump around. It part of his lack of koyach is the koyach of reining in. And therefore, if he doesn't rein it in, so b'meila, there's not much happening. Masha'enkin de aryeh, the koyach that you see released when he jumps, when he does jump his prey, he's the korah ravatz kari is a mila, because in that Karav's Kari, you see as much Gvura as you see in his jumping, because he has to hold in a lion, not a dog. So when the lion is restraining himself, he's restraining a lion. There's a tremendous amount of koyach. It's the braking power for an 18-wheeler, not for a little sports car. It's incredible braking power. And b'meila, when it's released, it goes with all of its oomph, and therefore it's so powerful. So the koyach of the Ari comes across both in his active stage and in his withholding stage. The koyach to rein in an Aryeh, and the koyach to rein it in so strongly, and then it jumps out, that becomes his koyach. So when we're talking about packing away, the Avodas Halevi'im was packing away the Mishkan, primarily. It was also unloading it. But the Torah talks about the packing up. And the Torah goes into detail about everything's wrapped up. And finally that the fire is also wrapped up. What it's telling me is that the koyach of being Goynes Kedusha is the most significant koyach in being able to perform Kedusha. Let's give a mashal in a different area. Let's say a person wants to go into chinuch. So the first thing is somebody should pump him up and was haste, you're changing Kali Yisrael and you're the one who's bringing these neshamis and v'chulu 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 v'chulu, and the person is all primed up and so on. If he expects it to happen on the second day that he's teaching, he is not shayach to chinuch. So now he needs to look at it in 5-year increments, in 10-year increments. So one michshel is after the third day it burns out, and that fire that the person had is gone, because how long can you keep a fire if it's not actualized, the taiva, it's not actualized. Even a person who's extraordinarily hungry, if it keeps going for days hungry, at some point the hunger stops. So that's one impossible michshol. On the other hand, the person is so impatient that the person it demands something too soon, too fast, and it doesn't work, or it's counterproductive, or whatever. So in the world of Kedusha, the heart of the world of Kedusha is a fire. And the malacha of the malacha surrounding the fire comes with both ends of it. On the one hand, even b'shas masos, even when everything is packed away and nignas, the fire has to be there. On the other hand, that fire has to rein itself in. Now is not the time for that fire. And b'meila, at this time, the fire will only be destructive. It's not a zman fa'esh. So Leviim, Kidur Leviim Amidas Hadin, which is the ability to rein in things, whereas Midas HaChesed pours out, Midas HaChesed spreads, and it is a drive to spread, Midas Hadin is the ability to rein in and keep on the tight leash. That's the most of Din. Leviim are shayach to Midas Hadin. The avoda that they're most shayach to is the Mishmeres HaKodesh. Mishmeres HaKodesh, we constantly think of it in terms of protecting Kedusha from bad elements. So to make sure that nobody bad comes over to Mikdash, it was covered the Kazakh, but Tachlis, the understanding is of the way we understand Shmira, Mishmer, is to protect the Mishkan from things. The word Mishmer has, the word Shmira has another meaning to it. It means to preserve. It means to keep. When you're a guardian of something, because we look at the Lamaisa, when we think of a person who is a guard on something, we think of a person standing with a gun, and his job is to ward off the intruders. But the real meaning of Shmir is to hold the jewel, to preserve the jewel, to keep the jewel. It might need sometimes a gun to fend off people. But whenever I am keeping something, it means my job is to keep it viable. So the Levium's job of Mishmar Kodesh means they're entrusted to keep it. So just like the Levium in Mitzrayim, they were the ones that preserved the Nekud of Yiddishkeit. They're the ones who kept it. They were the guardians of the flame. They were the ones who kept it. In the Masos, the Midbar was the Tkufa, where you had clearly defined Vayachta Vayisus. And Bimela, you had Tkufas that were not so good. And their job was to keep the Kedusha intact. We once spoke about the Mishkan, and the Rishonim point out that the Mishkan, as opposed to the Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash was Charev. The two Beis Hamikdash were Charev. Mm-hmm. And Mashainkin, the Mishkan, was Nignaz and never Charev. So it says because the Mikdash was built by Goyim under the direction of Shlomo HaMelech, but Tachlis was built by Goyim, and Bemelech didn't have a kiyum. The Mishkan was built by Gedolei Olam, and Bemelech had a kiyum. The Mishkan was the chelik of Klal Yisrael that has in itself the power to be nignas, means that this koyach specifically, or being able to wrap up kedusha and keep it, was what they excelled at. So this whole parasha over here of putting away kedusha is how to keep the kedusha, and on the one hand, not to allow it to become extinguished. On the other hand, not to allow it to burst out prematurely, then becomes destructive. If things the Moshe Aaron is Nignaz, if it was to be Nizgala prematurely, the Goyim would be able to access it, and then they would Chas Shalom destroy it. Gneza requires that things stay out of sight as long as they have to. In terms of big picture, and especially for Shavuos, and you know, especially a person who's younger, his iris for ruchnius, for learning, etc., comes with big bursts of enthusiasm. So you have a night of Shavuos and you learn, and it's energetic and it's fire and so on, and that's definitely very positive. It definitely is. But that's the avodah. That's one half of the avodah. That's the avodah of 2 feet on a step. Most of a person's time and life is not spent in that matzav. The most of the time is spent between stages, when things are not ideal, where things don't have the full tzura that they have when things are at their best. So what happens to us is one of two things: either it just dies a natural death. Yesterday was Shavuos, today is Yisrochag. Forget it, it's over. Or we try to push, we try to connect emotionally with that same type of energy, and it's not there anymore. If a person learns like Hillel Shavuos, and a person is extremely enthusiastic about it, he has a tremendous emotional high. If a person learns through a particular shir, speaks to a Reb Chaim, it's beautiful, this and that, and there's an emotional high with that. That's great. But then the next piece of Gemara is a complicated Tosis with a Mashra that makes it even more difficult, and doesn't have that anymore. It's a long, tedious process of unraveling Pshat. Doesn't have that high anymore. It's a regular Monday. It's a regular Tuesday. Nothing, no high to it anymore. So if a person thinks that he's going to keep tapping into that type of emotional energy, this is what it's going to be. It's not going to work. Doesn't happen then. The real key to avoida and to growth is being able to understand that for every step that you land on, there's now a new gap where you're neither here nor there, and you don't have that emotional high. You need to preserve the fire begniza. There are two panim. Vayever yivoyker yoim echad. There's a full day needs an erev and a boyker. Needs a tkufa of difficulty, and then a tkufa of realization. We've seen one of us the Ali Shur many times about the different yimei ava, yimei asina. He speaks about people's moods, and he speaks a lot about people's that it's a natural cycle of people being turned on and off, and definitely true be mitzad the tchunas nefesh of a person. But there's a deeper yimei ava and sina that comes in the avoda itself also. Vayerva yivoyke yom echad is how avoda, how Kadosh Baruch Hu placed the world. We have many Torah on what the oyer looks like, and to be megala oyer. Sefer Bamidbar is how to deher the oyer and the choshech. And the tsura that the Or takes on within the Choshech. It's just like when it's night. We know that the sun is underneath. We know that tomorrow morning the sun is going to shine. And we don't expect it to shine now. Now is the Zman of Laila. So I have the confidence that the sun is moving forward to Azricha. And I also have the understanding that I can't expect it now. This is true in any important Erev Avodah. We spoke about Chinuch, we spoke about Torah, we spoke about davening. There's a Chad Bedorah maybe that's already in the Yom Shekula Toiv where it's pure Oira. That's the end of 100 years of Avodas Hashem. It's not the normal process of Avodas Hashem. And whatever it is that we work on, whatever we choose to work on, a lot of times, worse than not doing well is doing extremely well and then being disappointed, then falling to the rocks. It's the high sometimes is frightening because there's a low afterwards. The side to that, the side to coping with it is understanding the world of Geniza. Understanding that if a person had a good moment of learning, this is not, it's not going to be this tomorrow, but the this that was now is within me. And I have a model inside myself, I have a zikaron, I have a feel, I have something inside me that is powering me. It's not going to power me with such overt force like it did then. I can't expect it, and I can't push it. The Shir HaShirim is the song that talks about this, and Shir HaShirim is a powerful surge of love between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. One of the refrains that keeps coming, but it's not a straightforward Shir. There's times of finding him and times of not finding him. And one of the refrains, Eshbatas Moshe Shalayim im ta'iru v'im ta'oiru es ha'ava chetechpats, that I am mishbiya you, that not to push the ava, not to awaken the ava chetechpats. There's a famous Ramban that says, it's quoted in Chassidus Sfarim the following way, but I'd like to give it a little bit of a different twist. The Sfarim, there's a Ramban, it's attributed to Ramban, it's a sefer attributed to Ramban that says, in Tiras Aras Ava Shetechpats means every time a person has awakening of Ava, he should turn it into a concrete object. So if I feel Rachmanis for somebody, I should do something for him. If I feel his service of learning, I should learn, and so on. Should become a chayfetz. That's the way the Sfarim say, the same Ramban, and that's one taich along this line. I'd like to taich a little bit different. Anshatechpatz means until it's time for it to become concretized. Now's not the time, the fantasy of becoming a major Talmud Chacham, there's a time when it'll happen. Now's not the time for it. It's not, it's now, it's still in transition. It's like pulling out an Uber before it's formed is to kill it. It's not, the time has not come yet for it. Chazal speak about the Inyan of Geula. It's the famous Shalosh Shavuos, like Hashem and Shabbat Kol Yisrael, not to be doichik as a ketz. Not to be doichik as a ketz comes from the fact of the inability to cope with Mahalchim Begniza, the inability to understand that the Geula is now, but now it's an Uber. So just like when a person is waiting for a Simcha, so we don't talk about it. The hargosh of Shleim Emunah Yisrael is when you have a child, you're more inclined to say Bez Hashem will be this, Bez Hashem shall be that, so on and so forth. An Uber, you don't talk about it because it's still in the darga with Ganus, and you mispalel, you hope, you wish, but It belongs to the world of Tzina, not to the world of Goli. The same thing is true in the person's fire for Avodas Hashem. A person needs to understand that one part of the Avodah is to be zeicher to the Ha'ara, to tap into the Oyer. The second half is to have the wisdom in how to be going as it. In how going as it means to be able, it keeps giving you a chios, but under wraps. So the fire hasn't extinguished, it's a loisase to extinguish the fire on the Mizbeach. But on the other hand, the fire can't, it has to be roivitz kari, it has to be completely holding itself in and not bursting out. I mean, Bez Hashem, we're holding right before three tremendous days. It's a miksha achas of a zman of aliyah, and a person does get tremendous desirous. There's zman of shavuos for ben Torah, tremendous desirous. But understanding that if you don't want it to go to waste, understand A, that you're not going to have those feelings forever, even if the leil shavuos goes fantastically well, the day afterwards is not going to go fantastically well, but the koyach of being, knowing how to be goyin is something, so that a person keeps the eish alive, and in its right proportion, that's the side of atzlacha. So parashas sefer by Midbar deals with temporary situations, but the entirety of our lives and the entirety of Klal Yisrael's Zman Avodah is about temporary Zmanim. The Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael is reached by properly understanding how to connect the dots with those temporary Zmanim. Shabbos.
Just want to make sure.
Is it Zikaron and an understanding, an intelligent understanding of